Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How much fun is it to throw your spouse under the bus?
Oh, so fun.
Very fun.
Always the most fun ever. All right, so we're going to play throw your spouse under the bus for how much they spend on impulse purchases.
Oh.
So, have you guys, there's a study that says the average American spends about $2,500 in impulse purchases and on all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what is it for you, Rebecca?
For me personally?
Yep.
So, I'm stingy. I'm going to be honest. I'm very stingy. So, when I do impulse buy,
you're a miser.
I am.
Yeah.
And when I do impulse buy, it's always on something big that I don't necessarily need. Like, the last time I did it was a refrigerator. It was like a $1,000 refrigerator.
It's so boring.
Impulse buy.
It had Wi-Fi and stuff where you could like.
Why would you buy this for the house
that you sold?
Why did you fridge need Wi-Fi?
Which is now, by the way, and now it's sitting in storage.
Yes.
By the way, we bought it so the house would look good, and then it's sitting in storage.
All right. So if you're gonna throw James under the bus,
Pullovers.
Pullovers.
Yes, he buys pullovers like nobody's business. It is random, but I'm not joking. He has an obsession with them. He already has like 200 in the closet at least.
Okay.
But if he sees one online, he likes to shop at Fanatics a lot.
Yeah.
Fanatics.com.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm not joking. Every single bill, like I'll go and look, and he does it in the other account, so he's like trying to hide it from me. It's $200-something every single time for two stupid pullovers that look awful.
214-787-1987. Go ahead and call us right now. Throw your spouse under the bus. Man or woman, husband or wife.
What are you?
Me? Well, you know it's golf clubs for me.
You're going to toss Lily under the bus,
I assume. Well, hers makeup.
Guilty of that, too.
So, but here's the thing. Then it's like every once in a while, there's an impulse buy that comes out of nowhere. I'm concerned. So at North Park Mall, there's a new shoe store that's about to open up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. My wife keeps talking about these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, she keeps talking about them, and this is when I know the impulse buy is coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because what she does is she slams it first. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she's basically like, I can't believe all these people are buying these shoes.
Yeah.
They look worn out.
Yeah.
They look like worn out Converse.
Uh-huh. But at the same time, they're kind of cute too, right?
So they're called Golden Goose, I think is what it's called. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Golden Goose.
Yep.
All right, so these shoes, $500 minimum for a pair of these shoes that look worn out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, again, my wife keeps talking about this. She keeps talking bad about them.
Right.
That means that an impulse buy is coming, soon.
Yeah, you know.
It's coming. You feel it.
Right? We're not going to be able to eat for 2 months because she's got these Golden Goose sneakers. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, Lucky, what about you? What is it for you?
I can make a tear at a used bookstore just because one off the shelf, one after the other.
I got to be honest with you, Lucky, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
I'm going to already.
You don't look like a reader to me.
Yeah, I really, honestly... You don't. No offense.
Does that mean I look cool?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sure.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it.
Or maybe that, you know, you just don't.
Or I look dumb.
You're like a Cliff's Notes guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm kind of offended.
All right. 214-787-1987. Go ahead and call right now because we know it irritates you. When you find out that your spouse has done the impulse buy, you're like, what are you doing? How are we going to pay the mortgage? Car's going to get repossessed. Call us right now and throw them under the bus. It's 90.7 K-Love. And then listen to 925 to replenish the bank account with Say It and Win. You'll be saying that as many times. You'll be like, speed reading on that thing.
a theme song to people who are looking out for their spouses when it comes to the impulse buys. I'll be watching you. Right? Yeah. It's 98.7 K-Love. Good morning. It's Miles in the morning. So we're talking about impulse buys, but it's the spouse.
Yeah.
We never think we're bad.
No, of course not.
I can always justify anything.
Yes, exactly.
Purchased. But what about your spouse? 214-787-1987. Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Good. Are you wanting to throw your spouse under the bus for the things that they impulse buy?
I want to throw us both under the bus.
Oh, okay, cool. See, all is fair in love and,
And retail.
Okay.
Well, and speaking of the fair, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's the Texas State Fair, and every year we say, okay, we're not going to do anything stupid at the fair because we're going to take just the cash that we've got, right? But apparently financing doesn't apply to that.
Did you guys get the hot tub?
Oh, yeah. We got the hot tub. That was a few years ago. We got the massage chair.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking you bought an extra corn dog or something.
I was like, you went crazy on the deep fried foods.
Yeah.
Get that big red chicken bread.
Maybe you're playing one too many rigged games.
Yeah. this isn't all in 1 year. This is over the last several years. Mm-hmm. So each year, it was the Disney print, which is hanging in our living room, which we love. It's Bambi, but it was like, I don't know, $800.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And then we've got the hot tub.
I knew it.
We still use, but it's like we don't use it enough.
Yeah.
And then the massage chair, which we do love. Those things are like
$3,500.
Yeah, they're ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. And this year we were actually really good. We only got, my husband bought this box. And he's able to hook it to our TV, and he can get any NFL game. And it was $300, and then we got the $50 military discount because we're both military. And so it was $250, and which is basically one season of NFL season ticket,
right?
But this is good forever, and you don't have to do any serious program or anything with it. So we're really excited with this one because my husband has already been watching lots of games.
You know, when you consider the fact that they just bought that.
Yeah.
And the fair just started, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
The Cowboys have now lost their last three. Is that really a good purchase?
I don't know. Kind of sounds like all those purchases were made at a fair price.
A fair price.
You know, that was amazing.
That's very good. Lucky.
Thank you.
Yes,
finally.
Jeff's just mad he didn't come up with it first.
I think that they should have the t-shirts that they wear to the fair. Like the thing one, thing two.
And
theirs would say sucker one, sucker two. Sorry, is that
No, I thought you were about to tell a joke.
Good morning. It's Kayla. Miles in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.